This podcast is brought to you by Podshow and GoDaddy, the number one domain name register worldwide. Check out with our special code and get a great discount on your domain name, complete with free quick blog at GoDaddy.com. Details in the show. Some restrictions apply.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
Hi, this is Yuki from Asobi Seksu, and you're listening to Punky Radio.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa, Goopa.
Good evening.
Well done. You found the... No, you haven't. You found Punky Radio.
Yes.
I was going to talk about something entirely different then. I've got freaked out because I've got no headphones.
Yeah.
Well done. That. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've moved Bunker.
We have.
We've moved Bunker. Once again, well, we kicked out. We weren't. We left
of our own accord.
Of our own accord this time. We weren't
our
kicked
own volition.
Out. Yeah, but it does mean that we've moved to a tree down the road a bit, and the tree we're in now hasn't got as many twigs.
Not really. It's a bit weird.
Yeah, so it might sound a bit strange, but it's all right.
It's a bit last minute. No, but no, it's all right.
It's but fine. It's okay because this week it's a pumpkin stroke EHC record special.
Hey!
Yeah, of course. This is the Needles.
Of course.
I think. I can't tell.
Yes, it is. I have the only headphones.
You're going to have to really help me out this week.
It's
we've got,
happen.
Right, what we've got, this is all the songs we're playing this week are from a CD called UK Punks 1. And it's Pumpkin Records and EHC Records. And they recommend you pay no more than £5, Tony.
They recommend it?
No more than £5. There are 28 tracks on this. No more than £5. And we're featuring six of them. You can expect to hear over the next hour or so music from The Dead Pets, Rabies Babies, Jiggy Jones, Spit Roast, 3CR, and first up, The Filaments. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Filaments website?
The website, not the MySpace.
The website, yeah. What is it?
Filaments.co.uk.
No, it's thefilaments.com. I didn't think I was going to get that one. It's poorly been the internet one. Tony Neil. News of my wedding is coming up later on. My wedding.
Oh, your wedding.
Two weddings to Emma.
That's
not
unlucky.
By me, other fellas getting married to girls called Emma. Over
two weddings
weekend.
In a punky.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is really freaking me out.
Yeah.
All right, then. Now, look, I'm going to have to lean forward to press play now. I might have to stand on one leg and put my finger in the bar. Right, here goes it. So this is The Filaments and Better Way.
Die!
Well, how about that then?
Nice.
That's nice, isn't it? That's the Filaments and Better Ways from our Pumpkin EHC Records special, for all from UK Punks 1. And I do want you all to go and buy this for not more than a fiver. Not more than a fiver. So you will have to go to their MySpace page. But Tony, you've got two chances here to redeem yourself.
Okay.
Pumpkin Records, right, and EHC Records. What are their MySpace pages?
MySpace.com/Pumpkin Records.
Yes, that's one of them.
And MySpace.com/EHC Records.
Yes, it is. That's half a point each. Oh. So that makes it one all. I think that's utterly justified.
Half a point each?
Absolutely fair enough.
Will you, that's
make,
not fair.
Is it all right? Can I make it up to you if I say we have got a word of the week this week?
Yes.
We've got a word of the week. It's a bit of a classic. I say it's a bit of a classic. I've made it up myself.
Right.
I went into my favourite barbers in North Hertfordshire, and dooby-dooby-doo, and there's always some new girl in there to flirt with, right? And,
oh, yeah.
And I went in, and there was a girl up the back, and I just walked up, and when I say up the back, there's a girl at the back of the shop.
Okay.
And I just walked up, and someone said, "Oh, this is Paul." And, "Hello, I'm Paul. Nice to meet you." And I just can't remember her name. But I said, "What's up?" She said, "Oh, I've got..." She said, "My throat's really sore."
Nice.
And I said, "I've got a cure for that. What you need is some of my creamy man antidote." My mantidote! That's right, it's another spunk reference, basically. The mantidote.
How many spunk references have we got?
I don't think we've had enough.
No, probably not.
But if you've...
Never enough spunk.
If you've managed to count up the number of spunk references in the show over the last nearly 2 years, why not email Tony at punkyradio.com, type in your email. My goodness, what a lot of spunk.
Oh, it's nearly been 2 years, you know.
When is it? July?
July 20th, something.
When did you go American?
20th of July?
Yeah, fair enough.
27th?
No, you went July 20th.
July 20th?
Like, sold 2 years. MySpace, latest comments.
Okay.
Right, this is a very good way to get in touch with us, particularly if you are on MySpace, that does help. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. We read out normally the best five, and we've done the best five of the week this week. There are, of course, up to 2,500 characters per comment, as discussed.
Just about ish.
Yo! How's it going?
Fine.
I want you to give me your verdict on the punk band 3CR. I think they're awesome. Any chance you could play a song by them on your next podcast, please spam. Yes.
That's from Spam? Or
that's
it was spam.
No, that's from Spam.
All right.
That's not from... It might be S-Pam. I think it's probably Spam, though.
Was 3CR one of the first bands you played?
I believe they were.
Was, wasn't it?
I believe they were, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's the circle of life.
Is it spiritual spaghetti?
Yes. Nearly finished that book.
Hey,
nearly finished.
Guess what, Tony?
What?
What I said about Sergeant Pepper's was very observant.
It was.
And Dan would like to congratulate me.
Would he?
And since I don't know him, he's going to pass that joke off as his own. Wahahahaha. Well, he might, but it wasn't a joke. It was a fact.
This is true.
Dan, you're not going to make any money out of facts on stage, man.
You might
it's
do.
A fact.
Maybe it's the future.
Yeah, maybe.
We've added echo for the room.
Thanks for coming to Vomit last night. It was a pleasure.
We had
a great time. We'll talk about that later on, shall we?
Yeah.
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 It ended up really good. That was the best one to date. But I'm so hungover. And I can imagine that yourselves are too. Fit as a fiddle, actually.
Fine.
I do apologise for Hannah kicking the back of your legs, Paul. Yes, the naughty minx. She can be quite violent sometimes. Yeah, not to Tony. She's stroking you. But in a good way.
Leave it out. She was not stroking me.
If you do decide... She wanted some of your creamy mantidote. If you do decide to come down again, never. Don't bother with the hotels. I have two settees for you both to sleep on.
Yay!
Anyway... Thanks again for coming down. It was also great to meet you both in person. I can imagine the punky listeners to be quite jealous of me now. Till next time. And I imagine they are, mate.
They probably are, yeah.
But they should also be quite jealous of you, because you've got absolutely the best punk night that's currently in a hotel on the seafront in Southend.
Cheap drinks.
And excellent.
By the sea.
And Ant's Hour was particularly good.
Yes.
I was most pleased with the hour of cycle we played. Perfect. Loved the show, Tony.
More people on the dance floor for that one as well.
Everybody came out the rock, Tony.
Yeah.
Loved the show, not just because you played our track.
Well.
I hope you can make it down to Viva La Punk in the near future.
Oh, not another
drinking
session.
Out of nowhere. You know, we played Out of Nowhere last week, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Out of Nowhere. Well, they're in Cambridge, and they do a punk night as well.
Oh, no.
Viva La Punk. And Cambridge is closer to where I now live, in amongst the highwaymen.
Right,
on the Great North Road. I mean, you still reside with the Outlaws in Sherwood Forest.
Yeah.
But I've moved down to the highway, went on the Great North Road. You know, you didn't think it would just be a place, did you? And I'm surrounded by black squirrels. Hey, Tony and Paulie B.
Hi.
Just started listening to your shows again. Been in rehab, haven't I? Oh, sorry, been in rehab. Haven't had the privilege to use a computer for a while. And it's nice to see that Paulie B hasn't killed Tony yet. P.S.
Not yet.
Jeep up the good work.
Jeep
yours
up.
Truly, Padders. Well, he's been in rehab. He probably means
Jeeps.
Keep up. Probably
Jeeps
means keep
great.
Up.
Okay.
What was that film we watched?
Which one?
That one just now.
The Island.
The Island.
Yeah.
It was rubbish, wasn't
you
it?
Didn't like that, did you?
That's rubbish.
I thought it was an interesting concept.
I couldn't understand why there was one Ewan McGregor who was Scottish and one Ewan McGregor who was American.
Yeah.
So surely his clone should have been the same. That's what I don't get.
Wow.
And neither of them at no point in the film said purple
bararam. You see, proving the point. America's mighty Scottish can do American accents, but they can't say birth burger alarm.
Well, you can't even talk.
No, I can't.
What was that then?
I don't know.
Scottish. You should explain. What time is it now?
2:10.
2:10.
In the morning.
This is a late one.
See, this is a problem with doing it in Tony Towers.
So there's always been a problem with doing it in Tony Towers.
Well, yeah.
Right then, Tony, have you got some podcast alley business?
I have. Hang on one momento. If you haven't voted so far this month, please do. Go to punkyradio.com and hit the vote. Important, click here to vote link. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. We're doing really well again this month. Thank you all for your votes. But hey, as always, still need more. We are beating Super Gatto again.
Super Twatto. Oh, we got the twat thing for you as well, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for Eddie Hitler for that, wasn't it?
Thank you, Eddie Hitler. That
was
will
nice.
Be getting up on the website very soon. Tony is twat thing.
Whatever happened to bat thing? That was great. But twat thing.
Who cares?
It's superior.
Can do better.
Anyway. Funky Punky Monkey.
Ooh,
just funky. Doing my bit for the punky community. In a bit, Luke. That's from Luke, as in Luke Puke from Right
Spot. Oh, fair enough. Thanks, Luke.
Cool. Thank you for that. Exceptional. I do wish that Paulie B was a chocolate ninja, but Tony,
really?
As a rubber Robin Hood, is a close second. That's from Mark Spooner.
I'm worried about that on both levels.
I'm worried about the rubber Robin Hood thing.
Are you?
I don't remember ever saying that.
I think we discussed you being a latex Robin Hood at some point.
Did we?
Yeah. If you can remember when we discussed you being a latex Robin Hood, why not send an email to tony@punkyradio.com, title your email, "Ooh, Tony, you smell of rubber."
That, I'd like that, yeah, please do. Because I can't remember us saying that. Anyway, Key Hudson Rock. A huge fan
yes,
of Key Hudson, Wonk Unit, and Dead Identities. But then I would say that. Punky Radio rocks. Hurrah! That's from Keith.
Keith's in all of them.
Is he? That would explain it.
Sort of. But thank you very much for the Key Hudson CD. We are going to be playing some more stuff of them in future weeks.
Punky Wonky.
Ooh.
Tossing a vote your way because I dig when anyone beats that Chicago swine. I do actually like your stuff. That's on Paul Sereni.
Paul Sereni.
Who's Paul, the Chicago
Paul,
swine?
Now I get it. Paul does Barefoot Radio and the marijuana one.
Right.
Anyone who does a whole podcast devoted to Puff has got my backing. And
he's got your backing.
He's got. Yeah, I'd like it back, please. He's probably got me lighter as well.
Someone has.
I've had lighter issues. I'll be talking about nose making as well on this show this week, if I remember. And the Chicago swine he's on about, I think, is Mike from Red Bar Radio.
Ah, right.
But I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. But those of you who don't know what we're talking about, get properly into podcasting. Listen to more than just us.
Well.
Just so you realise how good we are.
Exactly. Listen to us first, of course. Punky rules. I love Punky. Heard about it from a promo on Scott's Random Thoughts podcast.
Thank you,
ages
Scott.
Ages ago.
What a random thought that was.
And my love for punk has been rekindled after years of atrophy through overexposure to trance and breakbeat. Loved Corrosion mightily. Keep up the good work. It keeps you two loons off the street for at least 30 minutes a week. 30 minutes a week?
30 minutes a
30
week.
30 minutes a week?
Yeah, right, because we make this in double time.
That's right. We just slow it down. I've talked even faster than this in real life. The Burnt One, that's The Burnt One, Kalispell, Montana, USA.
The Burnt One can what?
The Burnt One from Kalispell.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's weird not having headphones, Tony.
Yeah,
really
I can hear
is.
Everything.
Really is. And have we got
kind
through
of.
This as well, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
To get on
I've got one last
one.
Thing.
Oh, sorry.
One last comment from Alan. No, Ossifer, I swear to junk, I'm not God. There's no blood in my alcohol stream. Best line ever. Only to be said around your friends when kidding around. Actually, try saying that to a cop next time you get pulled over and let me know how it goes. From Alan.
I've got a much better idea. The next time you're pulled over by the police for speeding and right. they say, where's the fire, sunshine? Just go, in your eyes, officer.
Does that get you off?
Gets you a free night in a cell.
Nice.
Next track, 3CR. As promised, we said we'd play this. This is a brand new one from them off their latest album that we haven't got. Sort It Out, 3CR. Oh, but it's dear. Also on this UK Pumps. Pumps?
UK Pumps.
UK Punks 1 CD that we're playing. And what I want to know is, Tony, is now, at the moment, it's 1-1, isn't it? Because you got yes. half a point for the 2 and I got the 1 because I choose.
Yeah.
And what I want to know is, what is 3CR's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/3CR. It's got to be. It's got to be.
No.
Oh.
MySpace.com/3CRpunk. Nice. Happy about this. Paulie B and the internet.
This someone actually got 3CR?
Well, I don't know, but they've just gone for 3CRpunk. No.
Dirty MySpace. Fuck.
Well, three cornered rug, isn't it? It's a
yeah,
lady
yeah.
place.
Yeah.
So maybe someone else just had it before.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anyway.
Okay.
This is, oh, look at me. Look, I'm so rock and roll as I move the mic around here so I can get to pressing play. This is Spit Roasted Groupies. That groupie.
Blimey, that was a sharp ending.
Spit roast that groupie. Did you get me beds on? I can't tell. I've got no
idea.
The
beds are on.
Unusually for our listeners at home out there in Punky Radio Cyberland, they've got a better idea of what this show is than I have. This week it's pure guesswork for me. It's pure guesswork.
When they hear this, it'll be the same time you hear this.
I know. This is Mustang Lightning.
It is.
All
is
the
it?
Bands, by the way, that you hear as the beds on our show, they are on our MySpace page. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. But I want to talk about this now, because I forgot last week, but a few weeks ago, we had a competition, didn't we, for a Sobi Seksu albums.
Oh, yeah.
We had two albums and two singles to give away, and I was really hoping that they would both go to people in the UK.
Yeah, just because of that postage, baby.
Yeah, one of the winners sort of did. But I'm pleased to say that the correct spelling of Asobi Seksu was Asobi Seksu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well done. No, Asobi Seksu. Asobi Seksu.
Yeah.
Right. And the winners were Ruth Mitchell from Northern Ireland.
Right.
Gutted. And Ian Docking from New Zealand.
Oh, dear.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. So, anyway, Ian and Ruth, well done. When I've saved up the postage, you'll get the CDs in a few years. Don't worry, they do come. We've had feedback from other people that we've sent them to. Said they couldn't believe we got them so quickly.
Yeah.
You might be waiting a bit longer.
Yeah.
Ian. Basically. Ruth, you'll probably get yours before there is a United Ireland. Ian, you might have to wait a bit longer before... In fact, I should think the North and South Islands of New Zealand will probably rejoin before Ian gets there. Oh, I've had a good idea. Did I tell you about my good idea to make England a better place?
No.
I don't know whether I did.
You had lots of ideas on how to make England a better place last time I spoke to you.
Yeah, but I had
one specific one.
The one very good idea, which is basically sticking out a massive outboard motor on Dover and sail to the Azores. No. Just get us as far away from France as possible. That's my big plan. Big outboard motor, stick it on Dover and just sail out into the
land. I like it.
It's all right, it's a plan, isn't
simple,
it?
Simple, but it's a good idea. Yeah.
It's more realistic than the island.
Yeah.
It's got a better chance of happening than the island.
Yeah,
I think you liked it because it was like a futuristic bubble, and
we only watched it because of Virgin Media.
You'd warmed yourself up. You'd warmed yourself up with Terminator 3.
Oh yeah, that was it.
Like you haven't seen that a million times.
Yeah, we go through the tease basically.
Yeah,
I can't always after that. Oh, Tuxedo, Jackie Chan.
We've only seen the start of that.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I think. But I am looking forward to watching that.
Towers internal movie system. Yeah. It's on a loop.
That's fine. You're not over keen on Virgin Media at the moment.
Bastards.
No.
Giving back my TV. My bubble's been burst. I'm not fucking happy about it.
You want your MTV.
I do.
You do. You want your MTV.
I want my living TV.
have you got a track?
I do.
Excellent.
Yes.
Is it that time already? It is.
You can see it. There you go.
It is.
Look at that. Look how long that is.
Christ on a bike.
Yeah, yeah. I asked for lots and lots of twats. I just get one massive one.
Hey, if you've got a sore throat by the end of this, don't worry. I have a creamy antidote.
No, you need your creamy antidote. Have I done your creamy suggestions?
Tony.
Yes.
I think I can sort you out in under 4 minutes.
Apparently. Okay. Right then. I imagine your cream antidote to be a lot like the creamy yogurt that you suggested I eat. Coconut one.
How good is that?
It's fucking lovely.
It's actually amazing, isn't it?
But it's very hard to not eat.
Look, we're not exactly...
We're not selling out. We're not sponsored by Rachel's.
We product place on this show all the way through.
That is true.
We're not getting sponsored by Rachel's organic coconut Greek yogurt, but fuck me, we should be. It's amazing.
It's lovely. Hey, how's your coffee?
Oh, it's finished.
You must have been nice then, with the Baileys in it.
With the Baileys in it, that's right, yeah. The coffee.
The special caramel cream special Baileys.
And what was the, is it a special caramel cream special Baileys?
It's special, yeah, special edition.
That.
Oh, yeah,
I
yeah.
That.
Yeah,
and,
we must do a mint chocolate
and
one.
Where was the coffee from?
The coffee is a Kenko one.
It's a Kenko coffee.
A Kenko coffee.
A Kenko coffee.
Kenko, yeah.
And Baileys super caramel.
That's right. Okay. Both from Sainsbury's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love shopping at
Sainsbury's. The well-known supermarket.
Yeah, we can also get the Rachel's organic yogurt.
Can you get Rachel's organic yogurt? That's wonderful news.
Isn't it wonderful?
Wonderful news.
Anyway. Right, if you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. I do need your twats. That's, again, always a dry twat phase in the minute. Look, it's 2:30. Right, okay, this week's from Alan. Well, hello, dearest Tony. She's a fan. I believe this might be a breakthrough in twattage. The following nomination for Is a Twat includes a whole board of trustees. My school is about 100 years old and needs to get fixed. The school board decided back in October that they were going to rebuild my school where it is they had planned all year long. Where it is, they're going to rebuild it on the same spot. And were prepared to start construction in July. Being part of a construction zone meant we would get out of school 2 weeks early. I believe it was March 17th that these wankers changed their mind and, after a vote of 10-1, decided to move construction...
St. Paddy's Day?
Yeah, they must have been working. Decided to move construction to undeveloped lot 20 minutes away from where almost all the students live. Their reasoning? They said that all new suburbs being built there would need a high school. Another major problem with this being out there, it's less than a 5-minute walk from the Catholic school. That put 1,100 students of my school in Fishtown. We walked out of class the next morning and marched down to one of the busiest streets to the board office. There, a window was accidentally broken, which we paid for, but the school board was too worried for their own safety to come and talk to us. What the hell did they think we were going to do? Sit there and let them destroy our school? Hell no!
That's what you're going to do!
Lynch them. So for the next 3 days, we sat out on the front of the school and protested. It was quite good, actually. We got news coverage and everything.
Wow.
But even after we refused to get a class for 3 days, they still wouldn't listen to us. A petition was started, and it has over 10,000 signatures from the community. Will they listen to us? No. So, the city council had to make a decision to sell them the land to build on or not. Once they voted almost unanimously not to sell the land, you would think the trustees would rethink, seeing as they have no land to build on. But they don't, because they're a bunch of shite politicians that are more worried about having a new $30 million school with their names on it. So, Tony, I nominate the Grand Erie District School Board of Trustees from Brantford, Ontario, because they decided to take on 1,100 students and almost the whole community. Pretty much, they're wasting time, money, and sweet, valuable taxpayers' patience. They deserve to be boiled in oil for trying to destroy a community with their dodgy plans to waste money. So, pretty much, we keep fighting until they see the light. I think they've forgotten that the people of the city are the ones who elect them. Anyway, I plan on using my Jedi Force abilities and my black lightsaber to fix these wankers. And that's from Alan.
You gotta fight down and for your right to sort out your local community school. Right, they're coming in.
Ready?
So, yeah, ready.
The Grand Erie District School Board of Trustees from Brantford, Ontario
is a twat. And well done for learning Ontario.
Thank you very much.
Very well done, sir.
Thank you very much.
Right, next song.
We're practicing all day.
Next song, yes. Straight up here. You know how the last song was by 3CR, was called Spit Roasted Groupies?
Yeah.
Right, this one is by a band called Spit Roast. Right, and the song's called Sudden Rush of Blood to My Cock.
Nice.
It's available on UK Punks One, which is, of course, on Pumpkin Records and EHC Records. Fabulous CD. Check out their MySpace pages to find out how you can get a hold of the CD. There's 28 tracks on it. We had quite a lot of trouble picking six, haven't we?
Did we choose a shortlist of 12?
We shortlisted 12. So there were, in our opinion, 12 punky standard tracks on here, and the only reason the other 16 weren't was because either we played quite a few of them before or we played a few of the bands before.
Yeah,
it's a long story. Look, the important thing is, Tony,
yeah,
what is, bearing in mind it's probably being Internet 2, Tony 1, mm-hmm, right, what is Spit Roast's MySpace page?
Okay, myspace.com/spitroastband.
No, myspace.com/ myspace.com/ I've been laughing about this. Spit Roast Cunts.
Really?
Poorly being the Internet 3. Tony 1. This is Sudden Rush of Blood to My Cock. Whoa. I say, Tony. I say.
You say, Tony.
That's your favourite. Well, I think that's your favourite one we're playing this week, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, possibly.
Sudden rush of blood to my cock.
Yeah.
Spit roast.
Girl singers.
I'd like a sudden rush of blood to my cock.
Really?
Let me tell you.
You should have wanted Bailey's instead.
Oh, well, that would be right, yeah. Have you had a chance to visit our friends at GoDaddy.com yet,
I haven't.
Tony?
I've been refitting the Tony Towers.
You have been refitting Tony Towers. Still in amongst the outlaws, but tree down the road.
That's right.
Not as many branches. Yeah. Essentially, GoDaddy.com, Tony, right? They are a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting.
Yay.
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
Oh, yes, indeed. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Now,
nice, right.
I need to have a word with you, Tony.
Okay, what?
Well, what? Basically.
What?
I had a listen to last week's show.
Oh, yeah?
Did you do a bit of post-production that I wasn't aware of?
Maybe.
Have you been making a bit of money on the side?
Well, maybe, yes.
I would just like to know how, and no disrespect to GoDaddy.
Want some wine?
No disrespect to, and what sort of wine is it, Tony?
It's, I think, was it from Sainsbury's?
Oh, quite possibly.
You bought it?
Oh, yeah, that Londis.
Londis, oh,
no,
right.
No disrespect. It's the Italian job.
Yeah.
Rather fruity, and it's currently retailing at £3.49, which, as we all know, is about $500.
Bargain.
Now, I did notice last week, Tony, that, and no disrespect to GoDaddy in any way at all, what a wonderful firm. I like them.
Yeah.
But out of the two of them, I think the fact that I am clearly sponsored by GoDaddy.com and you have secured some sponsorship from Coca-Cola, I think is just a little bit harsh. But I've done a bit of research.
1-0 to Tony.
I've done 1-0. 500-0. But look, Tony, I have done a bit of research and I did listen to what you had to say. And quite frankly, Tony, it was
a good,
bit involved. But what I wanted to know was, first of all, did you read that in one go? Did you saw that in one go? Because you said it ever so well. It was like, it was really well done.
Yeah.
Did you? That's amazing.
Yeah.
This summer, Tone, as you well know, but some of our listeners might not, Coca-Cola, a.k.a. Coke, a.k.a. Coke Zero, a.k.a. Diet Coke,
yep.
I think they're the main ones, aren't they?
Yes.
They're running a great promotion for music fans, and Punky listeners can get free iTunes downloads alongside other great prizes. Those of you who love... We can't believe we're saying this, can we? Those of you who love Coke, Diet Coke and Coke Zero, and I'm just saying...
And we do drink it.
It's a bit odd. I've got some Coke Zero in the car, and we're going to have a Jack Daniels and Coke Zero on it shortly. Jack Daniels, of course, I will read out the label, seeing as it's one of those weeks. Right. Those of you who love Coke, Diet Coke and Coke Zero will have an opportunity to win songs from iTunes, 80GB video iPods, and even tickets to this year's V Festival. If you are a Coke or a music fan, and obviously you are... because you listen to this show and it might not be the sort of Coke you're expecting. Number one, get the Coke. Number two, find the code. Number three, enter it at music.coca-cola.co.uk or text it to 88200. See if you've won. And number five, enter again. And this weekend, Friday, Saturday, June the 22nd and 23rd, the Zero Weekender, every single person who enters their code into the website is guaranteed to win a free iTunes download.
Yeah.
That's quite good, isn't it? Now, have you already been on there?
Yes.
You have, haven't you? You've already got a song, haven't you, or something?
I didn't win the first time, but...
No,
but
the bloke out of your band...
When the bassist in the band, El Jacka and the Pieces of Hate, I told him we were doing this Coca-Cola thing.
Yar.
And he said, oh yeah, I won 3 songs on that today.
Fair enough.
So that's a lot of Coke he's been drinking, really.
So it works.
But it does work.
Right, okay.
You go on the site, enter your code, and it's like it counts down from 1 minute. And then it says, you have won or you haven't won.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's that quick.
So it's as simple as that.
And it's free.
But the thing is, if you already drink the stuff,
see
all if you've got a thing on the label side off. Of the can.
Yeah.
Or on the side of the bottle, if it says, have a go at iTunes, have a go. Mm. And if not, go and buy a can if you're thirsty. Most importantly, though, we would like to ask you, our wonderful UK listener, this is a UK-only promotion.
It is.
And this is one of the reasons that we're playing all sort of UK music this week. Hooray for the UK.
Yay.
Right. But most importantly, we'd like to ask you, our wonderful UK listeners, to email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your thoughts on this promotion. Did you win a free download? How many cans of Coke have you bought? Did you win an iPod? Do you think we're corporate fuck ponies? Let us know.
Yay!
Because this is an opportunity to get some free music, but we're not going to do it if you think we're real fuckers for it, all right? But it does seem like quite a good thing.
Right, okay.
So far.
Yes.
Yes.
It does. I think
people
it is.
People we've already spoken to are going, yeah, I've got free music.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's worth a go. All feedback, greatly appreciated. And you never know, if some of the emails are funny, we might even read them out. In fact, why not title them, Paulie B, you are a corporate fuck pony, and send them to Paulie B at punkyradio.com, and we'll pass them on to Coca-Cola.
Just forward them. It's fine.
Now then, is there anything else that you need to do here? Because I've got no headphones on, so I didn't know we'd run out of music.
All right.
And I need to change the thing. So you're going to have to talk about something. Off you go.
Okay. Don't forget, you can let us know also about the Coke promotion on our BT Podshow site, which is punkyradio.btpodshow.com. You can register there. It costs you nothing.
Nothing.
It costs you nothing. And it's better than MySpace.
Right.
And don't forget our Facebook site as well. Just go into Facebook and if you search for us in the groups, we've got just called Punky. And me and Paul are both on there as well. And feel free to leave us a comment.
Here's the next one.
Never mind, wasting all my time, I wonder that I can't, cause I'm singing reality, bless me every day, really these beers, cause I feel a drink, it's such a hard to drink, but don't pay for me, what is wrong, it's real, things I'm not here, cause I'm stuck in the same routine, and I cannot escape, or appreciate every day. Choices, sacrifice you make. As my feelings for this country, the world, but I think I can take it. Every bit of space, what's in my face? I got this right here, but the people I've got to trust. It's really now we just, and not just telling us, I make the other people just hope it's worth it. But all of me have lost, turning back and left with that.
Right?
Okay.
They were one of the first bands to ever add us on MySpace, and I'm very pleased we finally had the chance to play them. That track was called Kicking the Teeth.
Nice.
What I want to know is, what is Cheeky Chones' MySpace page?
Cheeky Chones?
Cheeky Chones.
Cheeky Chones.
Do you want me to spell it out for you?
Yeah.
CHIGGYCHONE.
MySpace.com/Cheeky Chones. Gotta be.
Yeah, but you weren't listening. It's Chicky Chone. There's Chicky no Chone. S on it.
Oh.
So, sorry, man. Can't have it.
Oh, God.
So what's that? That's probably being internet 4, Tony 1. It is. It's 4-1,
is
man.
Is it?
Yeah, it's 4-1.
Right.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you 2 points when I said you don't have one.
Oh, okay.
Even it up. 4-2. Right, and that is, of course, available on UK Punks 1. Now, I'm sure some of you would like to know that we now have a Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola Zero. And, what a tasty combination. It was free music and you get pissed. That's the beauty of these ones.
Yeah.
And would you like to know a bit about Jack Daniels? Old time, old number 7 brand, quality Tennessee sour mash whiskey, 70 cl, 40% volume, distilled and bottled by Jack Daniels Distillery, Len Motlow, proprietor, Lynchburg, Tennessee, 37352 USA, established and registered in 1866?
Nah.
Good.
So where I got it from?
Good, because I'm not telling you.
Got it from Sainsbury's.
Did you really?
Yeah. Love that shop.
What an interesting basket you must have had as you approached the checkout. It said, bottle of Jack Daniels, yes. Rachel's organic Greek style coconut yogurt, yes.
Yeah.
A jar of coffee.
Yeah.
Some Baileys.
Some Baileys.
Any fruit? Fuck that.
No. She went, Tony, still single then. I went, no.
Some weird pate.
No, the patty was from somewhere else.
That's the thing. Still single then. Oh, can you tell by the contents of my basket? No, you're an ugly fucker.
But I, of course, I'm not anymore. Yay!
And this is the Dead 60s. They were playing as we speak. Well, they're finished now, but they were playing tonight in Bedford.
Bedford.
They were playing tonight in Bedford.
Nice. Yeah.
We couldn't go, but hopefully they've added some extra dates to the tour. Make sure you check out their MySpace page, which is on our top friends. Yeah, that's right. Hey, so vomit then, eh? We
vomit.
Went down to Southend, didn't we?
We didn't vomit.
And we went down to Southend.
And
last Wednesday to go to this fabulous, approximately monthly punk, psychobilly, ska and metal night. And they don't muck about in there. That is what it is. One bloke comes out and plays metal for an hour.
Yeah.
Then a bloke comes out and plays punk for an hour.
Yeah.
Then a bloke comes out and plays psychobilly for an hour.
Yeah.
Then a bloke comes out and plays ska, basically, for an hour and a bit more punk.
Yeah,
and that's about it.
That was it, wasn't it?
And then everybody's hammered.
And they've got these drinks.
We kept being handed shots.
And shots.
We were looked after very well.
What's this shot? It's a funky fucking monkey, isn't it?
What was that an impression of?
I don't know.
Did they go after it?
Yeah.
It's a funky fucking monkey, isn't it? And then out of nowhere, I just suddenly drop. And you go, what's happening? Oh, some birds kicked my legs out.
Yeah, fair enough, isn't it?
But we were looked after. And thank you so much to all the people that we met down there, who were just really friendly and really brilliant.
Yeah.
And we had, I enjoyed sausage and bathroom chips beforehand.
It was nice, wasn't it?
Very nice.
And I copied you on that, but I added a curry sauce.
You did. And do you know, I wish I'd done the same thing.
And mixing in a bit of ketchup with the curry sauce.
Did you?
Thus making it a masala.
Oh, did you not mix in any of Rachel's delicious organic coconut yogurt?
No.
Was there any mantidote in there?
Maybe.
Interesting drive down. We got to Southend via the back roads and then spent 45 minutes driving around the airport.
You seemed confident you could find it. You did.
Well, I did, yes, but just not as quickly as I'd hoped.
But no, you stayed in the Essex County Hotel, and that was...
Oh, the Essex County Hotel, of course.
Of course.
Yes, I believe it's a 3-star establishment, but in my opinion, it should be close to 4.
Hmm. But
we can flog this one? Other than a dead horse.
The website we booked that on, laterooms.com.
Oh, laterooms.com.
Email me
almost
today.
As good as GoDaddy.com.
Almost. Or email me saying, do you want to leave a review for your hotel stay? And I felt like leaving something along the lines of, yeah. You get back at 2 or 3 in the morning and the bar staff refuse to serve you, just go to your room and order on room service. That'll really piss them off.
That'll really fuck them up, yeah. And then die whilst eating beef.
The hottest sandwich in the world.
You're out of order. Well, no, what happened?
I'm
was,
not out of order.
No, because we asked the night porter bloke to give us beer and he refused. So I went, don't worry, Tony, I've got a plan. We'll do it from the room. Went to the room and he wouldn't give us any beer, but he would let us order sandwiches. Mm. But by then he was literally fucked off with us.
Yeah.
So I had a beef and horseradish and you had the ham and mustard.
Yeah.
But there was actually horseradish with a bit of beef and mustard with a bit of ham. The fucker wanted to kill us. Right. I just polished one off and it hadn't really registered.
No.
And then horseradish tears started coming from my ears and eyes, and I had horseradish snot out of my nose. And I was going, Tony, swap you one of these for one of those, and you went, no.
Of course I did.
I won't swap. I'm having ham and mustard, which you meant was mustard and ham. Yeah. And then you nearly died from that.
And that hurt as well.
Yeah, but what then, a great night though.
But then we ordered some milk to go because we ran out of coffee.
I had
milk for
the
coffee.
This, yeah.
And we phoned up, said, can we have a little bit of milk for our coffee? Came back with 2 pint glasses full of milk.
Yeah. And was and there any milk in the morning, Tony?
No.
No, sir. Why was that then?
Apparently someone drank it.
Some prick drank the fucking lot. The milk we'd ordered so we could have a cup of tea in the morning, and you, in your piss state, drank 2 pints of it. Can't believe it. I was going, right, Tone, you're going, oh, there's only a little bit left this morning, I don't know where it all went. And there was milk all over your mouth and all over your eyes.
Advert.
At least, I think it was milk.
Yeah.
Might have been my creamy mantidote.
Yeah, thanks for
I
that.
I was sleep wanking again.
But hey, you... Yeah.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of sleep wanking.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
I'm not sharing in with you again then.
No,
that's the way it is.
No, amazing. You agreed that time.
Yeah, well, you know.
Worst people have shared a room with me, Tony.
Yeah, okay.
And some better ones.
But it was a good night, vomit. And the next one's
really cheap.
Saturday
the 28th of July. And you're going to try and go.
Think so.
With Steffi.
With Steff, yep.
And I can't go.
Okay, so that's because it's Saturday and you're probably working.
Saturday, yeah. But they said the one after that, they're going to try and do it on a bank holiday, so I might be able to go there. Never know.
Oh, cool.
But if you are in Southend area, do go down there. It's only £3 to get in. It's brilliant.
Yeah,
we had a really good night.
It's really good.
It was really, really good fun. Can't be asked to talk about the wedding, so.
No?
Well, no, because I'd rather talk about my friend Crazy Sarah.
Okay.
Because after the second Emma wedding that I went to...
Yeah.
On Saturday night, I left the wedding about 11 o'clock. Oh, and I got in a cab, and I got in his cab. And the taxi driver... I just got in the cab, and the taxi driver said, oh, and are we going for the teddy boy look this evening, sir? And I just looked at him... And in my head, thought, you rude fucker.
Right.
But rather than saying that out loud, I just went, my choice of clothing is nothing to do with you. You're paid to drive me to where I want to go. And where I want to go is the Victoria Pub in Hitchin. And then just didn't say anything else.
All right.
And serves him right as well. I didn't get into that cab, look at him and go, oh, sweaty armpits, dirty girl, are they, sir? You know, I was happy with the lift. He should have been happy with the fare. You don't question what your clients are wearing. Anyway, I got down to the Victoria Pub, and I'd phoned up the Victoria in advance to see if it was all right for me to go and get a drink.
To book your table?
It was late, yeah. Right?
Right, okay.
Forgetting that they had a midnight licence. So there was no rush for me to get there. Right? So anyway, I sat in there and I bumped into Mr. Limburn, who was leathered and in shorts. Right?
Right.
So we had a few drinks with JJ, the drummer out of Crongen, and one or two. Interesting. You're right.
Okay.
And then when we kind of wrapped up there, most people wanted to go home. I didn't. I said, come on, Bombora! Like that. So we went to Bombora down the road, which is the kind of nightclub bar-y place that I tend to frequent late.
Yeah,
went in, feeling a little the worse for wear, but was made up by what I saw. Because what I saw was my friend Sarah, who I haven't seen for ages, who kind of walked up to me in a wibbly-wobbly way and went, Paul, haven't seen you for ages. I'm drunker than I've ever been.
Nice.
Oh, excellent. And she said, you see that bloke over there in a stripy shirt? I went, yeah. She went, I want to screw him. I went, well, do you know him? She went, no. And just fucked off, sort of wobbled over to meet him. Well, I was kind of grabbed him by the arm and was kind of rolling about. And he turned around and they had a chat, right? And then I had a Jack Daniels and Diet Coke. Mmm, tasty. I did.
Nice.
That's the thing. We do have it, right? Didn't get any free iTunes from the bar, though.
Oh.
You have to go to the website to do that.
You do?
Yes. And when the thing shut, I walked out, and there is Crazy Sarah outside. Now, bear in mind, she said to me, look, you see that bloke in the striped shirt? I want to screw him.
Mm.
And I went, yeah, okay, I'm really pleased for you, right? Go out. The bloke in the striped shirt and his stripy mate are getting in the cab. She's trying to get in the cab with them. Her mate is trying to drag her out of the cab. They're pretty keen to get her in it. So there's a kind of Crazy Sarah tug of war going on. Limburn's in shorts, wobbling about, not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
And I'm there, apparently, with Teddy Boy as the look for the evening. And we're just waiting to see what happens, basically. Anyway, Crazy Sarah gets in a little bit further into the cab and then asks the guy, says something to him, and he says something back. And then he looks a bit miserable. And then she gets out of the cab and then walks off with her friend. And as she walks off with a friend, and the cab drives off, I said to her, "What happened there, Sarah?" And she said, "Oh, he's disgusting." I said, "What?" She said, "What?" She said, "Well, he said I could only go back to his flat if I screwed him. What does he think I am? A slag?" Yeah, hang on. Wasn't that the whole point? She said, oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, tone, look, I haven't got the next one ready. You have to do some more talking.
Oh, no, you can't do that to me.
Well, I just have.
Oh, well, there you go,
this
then.
This is weird in the house, because I can't hear anything, can I? I don't know how long we've done. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, look.
I don't know why this thing's still going round.
I'll refit Tony Towers some more. I'll get some better headphones and stuff.
I thought you'd say, I'm going to get a better head.
Better head, yeah.
I'll get a better head.
We do service here, we do films, we do not do that.
We do services and we do films, do we?
Yeah, Tony Towers. There's a free movie service. Have you not registered with it?
Oh, sorry. No,
you've watched two or three of them, didn't
you? No, I thought you meant ones you've been making.
No. No, Tony Volume 1 and 2 are frankly quite disappointing, yeah. But... Tony Volume 3.
Oh, Tony Volume 3.
That's nice.
It's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
And do I need to have seen Tony 1 and Tony 2 to follow the plot of Tony 3?
Yes.
Or is it just more wanking?
Yeah. 1 and 2, pretty much. But it leads up to the expectation for number 3.
What, when the girl comes in?
Exactly.
With the fish.
With the fish.
Now then, speaking of girls.
Were we?
Rabies Babies.
Oh.
Right, they're on this fabulous CD, UK Punks 1, Tony.
And less than a fiver?
It is less than a fiver, or pay no more than a fiver.
Oh, okay.
I'd pay $4.99, though. I'd make sure that all the bands got a bit.
All is getting a deal.
Yeah, Pumpkin Records, EHC Records, they will be on our MySpace Top Friends this week with any luck. Anyway, this track's a bit like this show this week, Tony. It's called Madhouse. But what I want to know is, what is Rabies Babies' website?
Rabies Babies.com. .co.uk.
Nice, rabiesbabies.com.
Oh, dirty yes. Bastards.
It's 5-2.
You know what? I listened to that CD and I liked your song. But quite frankly, now.
This is a madhouse.
I can take
it's
it
It's a madhouse tone. I tell you, it's a madhouse.
It's a mad guest house.
It is a mad guest house. And this is the this is the Cemetery Surfers, of course.
I was sporting my Cemetery Surfers t-shirt at Vomit.
Yes, you were.
Promoting the fans and bands across the lands.
Fans and bands across the lands and a weirdo from Columbus, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Who hopefully we might be getting to see in autumn.
Maybe.
As part of the punky tour.
It's looking more likely as the day progresses.
Well, let's hope this Coca-Cola thing works out.
The Jack Daniels are working out quite well with it. It's amazing. Coke Zero is my hero. There you go.
It's what?
Coke Zero is my hero.
Where'd you go from?
I rhymed.
Oh, was that it? That's not a thing.
Don't think so. But if they use it,
you're having it.
I'm having it.
You want 15% of that?
You know what? It's like adverts using my ideas. Frankly, it makes me angry.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, I don't mind them using my ideas at all. They can have goths on the beach drinking Iron Brew. That's fine.
Yeah, fine.
You know, fuck it. I'm just glad that they're being represented in the modern media. So, oh. I had no gigs last weekend.
No.
Because I was at weddings. And it was my beautiful cousin Emma's wedding on Friday and the beautiful Emma friend of mine's wedding on Saturday.
Right.
They both married blokes with different names.
Oh.
I am quite pleased about that.
Oh, okay.
John and Darren, good luck to the pair of you. You're going to need it. I got that. I'm not going to go into massive detail about these, but suffice to say that Emma the cousin's wedding on Friday, yeah. I managed to go up there. Well, basically, I got up this far a day early and I got to the church on time.
Nice.
And I went in and there was like, Emma's like 26, 27, I think, maybe 25, 26.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the girls off her course were there, her course at college.
Yeah.
So there's a huge amount of women there, right? And I wanted to sit by myself in the church, right? And my folks were there, right? And I thought, sit by yourself, Paul. Never know what might rear its ugly head. Right? What did rear its ugly head was my cousin Juliet and my auntie Janet and uncle Trevor. Auntie Janet was the one that sent me a birthday card that said, on a warm day in June, we are going to visit the Puffins and other seabirds.
Yeah.
I'd sat by myself in the church, and my cousin Juliet has just had a baby, and Auntie Janet and Uncle Trevor just came and sat down one side of me. Juliet plonked herself down the other side, and everyone thought I was married to her, right? Which, as the day went on, became weirder and weirder, and I was getting more and more dirty looks because I was ignoring my wife, blatantly ignoring her, not sitting at the same table as her, having nothing to do with her. That's because she's not my fucking wife. She's my cousin Juliet with a baby. Anyway, I got sat down next to a very old lady,
right,
and an even older lady. Nice. Didn't I have fun with them?
Did you?
Yeah. Well, the very, very old lady, when the starters come through, because you know old people are slightly set in their ways, and at a wedding, traditionally, three courses, yeah, and they've got an idea in their head about right. what the three courses are going to be, regardless of what it says on the menu, right?
Right.
So there's the menu there, and we all know what we're going to get, but this octogenarian weirdo next to me, when the tomato and mozzarella salad with a balsamic dressing showed up and was presented in front of her very nicely by the waitress, she went, what's going on here? This isn't soup. and she said, no, it's a tomato mozzarella salad with a balsamic dressing. She went, yes, but it's not soup. I'm going to have the fruit juice. Because, you know, in the old days, starters were soup or fruit juice or corn cocktail.
Yeah, yeah.
In this woman's head, that's all they could be. All they could be. We spent most of the main course explaining to her that you didn't have to have soup first.
Right.
She maintained that the little bits of tomato and mozzarella salad she had picked at had actually ruined her appetite and she couldn't touch the beef.
Did it ruin her appetite?
Didn't stop her touching the pork.
He's from Southend.
Right. But this weekend, I've got gigs in... this is a bit random, this bit, isn't it? I'm doing Opus nightclub at the Printworks in Manchester.
Right.
It's in the middle of town. And I'm there Friday and Saturday night. It's an early start to the show.
Okay.
So make sure that you book a ticket and get down early if you would like to come see my nonsense this weekend. Last time I was there, I had a really good time. I reckon it might be my favourite comedy club in Manchester. Because
really?
There are a few. I reckon it might be, yeah. Did have a good time. I had a very good time last time. And
yeah.
I'm expecting to have an equally good time this time.
Excellent.
Oh yeah, they put you up in the delicious Thistle Hotel. That's right, the Thistle Hotel, which is next to the Britannia Hotel, which is of course well known in Manchester as a knocking shop, but the Thistle isn't.
Nice.
But they do keep the bar open really fucking late.
Really?
None of this. None of this. Their nonsense.
Get 2 in the morning and get nasty sandwiches.
Any time of day, booze on tap, and
excellent
sandwiches as well. I am looking forward to staying at the Thistle. In fact, I may enjoy a Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola Zero, my Coca-Cola of preference.
Yes. Tell them to bring the bottle.
Perhaps on Friday. What, of Coke?
Yeah.
clean a bottle of Coke and a single measure of Jack.
Yeah.
Right. That's the point, Tone. Can you explain something to me while we're on this ridiculous kick?
Yes.
Now, they brought out Coke, right?
Yeah.
And worked.
It worked pretty well, yeah.
Quite successful.
Yeah.
And then they brought out Diet Coke.
Yes.
Right. Very successful. Yes. Diet Coke. So, what is this Coke Zero all about then?
I think it's that some people didn't like the taste of Coke, Diet Coke as opposed to Coke, and I think it's supposed to taste like Coke, but right, with the benefits of not having sugar in it.
So, but then why didn't they just get rid of Diet Coke then, and just have Coke and Coke Zero?
Because now Diet Coke's formed its own little faction of people who prefer the taste of Diet Coke to Coke.
And can you honestly taste the difference
between Coke and Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think.
Right. You see,
although in my present state, no.
You see, I think there's a very, very small difference.
Oh, it's negligible.
Lose. And I would like to see the brand be rebranded, if you are listening, Coca-Cola. I would like you to just knock Coca-Cola and Diet Coke on the head.
Right.
And just have Coke Zero. Because then you've got the full flavour of your traditional Coke without the sugary overtones.
That's right.
Get yourself a nice drink, Coca-Cola. Bin off the other two. Leave it at Coke Zero. I'm happy with it.
Oh, I'm not even going to talk about Cherry Coca-Cola. Will that muddy the waters?
As a limited edition, I can see its benefits. As I can, Coca-Cola with the Diet Coke with both lime and lemon.
You see,
I like it with lime.
I didn't like the lemon.
I like it with lime. But then I am a bit of a stickler for me lime, aren't I?
In pubs,
I always say, if I'm having a short drink, I do like a slice of lime in it. Not the Jack Daniels so much, but like I've been on vodka and Slimline tonics over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Schweppes, of course, part of the Coca-Cola
nice
group.
Nice.
Like, I didn't mean that, but fuck it, it worked.
And I did
on Friday. I successfully got a slice of lime with every one. Whereas on Saturday, and it's £4 a fucking glass where I was on Saturday.
Right.
That's just the glass. It was extra for the booze in it.
Dear Lord.
Right. £4 for a vodka and Slimline tonic, and they didn't even have any lime.
That's disgusting.
I'm prepared right now to say on record that I am poo-pooing the Letchworth Hall Hotel in Letchworth.
All right.
For its overpriced, lime-free drinks.
Oh,
that hurt. Right, Tome. I've sorted out the last one. That's good.
Okay.
I've said where we're going this weekend. Can I just have a quick shout as well to our friends Twilight and Thebes, who have been very, very good for us. They've been very nice.
Very helpful.
They were the ones that nominated us, weren't they? Were they? No.
Yes.
They've helped out.
Yeah,
they did for one of them in the podcast peers. And
yep,
they've also been nominated in the adult section of the Podcast Peer Awards. And I do recommend I recommend that you give them a listen as well, because it's quite I think it's a very interesting show.
Yeah.
Their show, because I was first attracted to it by the fact that the likelihood would be that she was going to talk about being in her pants smacking fellas. Right. But there's more to it than that. And it's a kind of counterculture sort of thing going on.
Does she smack fellas?
Oh yeah,
in her
really
pants?
Hard, yeah. She did it in a punky
really
t-shirt
hard
at the podcast thingamies last
year. Of course,
year.
Yeah.
She had a punky t-shirt on, stockings, nice. she was strolling around with a paddle hitting middle-aged podcasters. Fucking brilliant.
All right.
And I've done the impression.
A paddle?
There. Yeah. But
I thought that was you playing ping pong.
It was, kind of.
All right.
Yeah, I don't hit people quite so hard until I get my belt off. I've not spoken about that for months either, to be fair.
No, that's fine.
I know that technically, Tony, you've gone off it.
Yeah.
I still think you'll be back.
But after the whole secretary debacle, that's just so, that looks so painful.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have now seen secretary, haven't you?
I have now seen, yeah.
You have now seen it, yeah.
Which is highly recommended for any of you out there.
Did Steph give you a good kicking after that?
Yeah. Just down the stairs, there wasn't anything special about spanking. She just kicked me down the stairs.
Yeah, so anyway, listen to Twilight and Thebes.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of politics in it as well, but it's that kind of left field, cool, hippie American politics that we often forget about.
Right.
There was one other thing I was going to say. Yes, smoking and no smoking. I'll save it for next week, because next week's will be the last one when I can have a fag inside.
Yep.
We'll do
Tony
it
Towers is already in a non-smoking establishment.
Tony Towers is no smoking, and that's why I've got a cold. All right.
Yeah.
Last song.
Mm-hmm.
Been waiting a long time to play these. Really glad we got the chance to now. They are also on featured on UK Punk's One, the Pumpkin Records, an EHC Records sampler. Pay no more than £5. The Dead Pets, Tony.
Dead Pets?
The Dead Pets, that's right. We're going to play some Dead Pets. And this is a fitting end to this show because it's called the song's called It Sells, It Sells. And that's all nice. We appear to have done over the last hour and God knows how long.
Unwittingly.
And we'll be back selling out like Fuck Ponies next week as well.
That's right.
Oh, I love it. So what I want to know is, Tony, now bearing in mind that it is, at the moment, it's... Probably be in the internet two. 5, Tony
is
2.
Is it?
No, is it 5? Yeah, it's 5-2, isn't it?
Must be.
Yeah, because you got the bonus point.
Yeah.
Did you? 4-2. Is it 4-2?
I think we're at 4-2.
It's 4-2. All right. Bearing that in mind, for 1 point.
Okay. I've got a bad feeling about this.
What is the Dead Pets MySpace page?
MySpace.com/DeadPetsUK.
No, MySpace.com/TheDeadPets. I thought you were going to get It's probably been Internet 5, Tony 2, an unassailable lead. Man, yeah. I've whooped your ass. And this is It Sells, It Sells. So what we really reading in the paper, but news of a tabloid wanker. Freedom of speech could be taken so far, but instead you waste the space to advertise a pop star. Whoa, it must be true, I read it in the paper. Which should stop, got fucked. Every channel's got the same story, but it's told different in another country. Hi, 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 another country. Hi, 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 another country. So what we really reading in the paper? The news of a tablet wanker. Freedom of speech can be taken so far, but instead you waste the space to advertise a pop star. Whoa, it must be true, I read it in the paper. Propaganda, propaganda. Whoa, it must be true, I read it in the paper. Propaganda, now. Ah, too powerful, too blunt. It's not of heaven, it's just talent. Every day the confused society, I'm fucking up our reality. Hi, 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 in our reality. So anyway, Tone, that was the Dead Pets, and
it was.
I think we've just about got away with it, haven't we?
This just week. About.
But my apologies for things sounding slightly echoey and a bit weird here and there, but
yeah,
basically we're in a new studio.
We've moved and it's, again, we're going to just teething problems for a couple of weeks.
In exactly the same way that when we moved before, we had 1 week that was a bit odd and then everything was all right again. I imagine next week we'll sound super high fidelity, high fidelity. And yeah, we had very little comeback about a bag puss.
Yeah, but Steph very little. Loved it.
So did Emily.
Loved it.
Although, Steph loved it. Anyway, so if you do check out this Coca-Cola thing, UK listeners, please do email me to let me know how you found it. It's quite important. It's
please
quite important.
Do.
We would like to know.
We think it, generally do think it's a good offer because people are winning it that we know. So that's really good.
Yeah, basically. But we do want to make sure that you're not finding it a rip-off.
Yes.
That's fine, isn't it? I don't see how you can, but I'd just like to know. So if you do try it out, and please do try it out, UK listeners, if you happen to stumble upon a can of something or other and there's a code on the side, go for it. Also, please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Make sure you try, and if you can, get a listen to Twilight and Thebes this week, because I think you'll like them. No disrespect to Total Twin Nonsense and Air Out My Shorts. I just don't think they've had shows out for us to listen to.
I think TTN especially, I don't know. I think they've had one in the past month,
yeah,
I think.
We need to find out about that. But anyway, have a listen to Twilight and Thebes while you're waiting for those new shows to come out. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. If you're a podcaster and you haven't already done so, go to podcastpeers.org and have a look at the podcast nominated there. Not just for us, go and see what else is there.
Yeah.
But if you want to throw a vote our way, we'd love it.
Of course.
I'll be talking Facebook next week.
All right.
The punky Facebook is taking off. I had a look at it tonight. Quite a few posts on there. Big pardon.
Facebook,
we will be talking about
it. It's good.
Week.
It's bringing out things, making more MySpace as well. Which is unfortunate.
But that's not good though, is it? I quite liked it really simple, and now it's getting all these bits and bobs.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll talk about that next week. And is there anything else we've got to do?
Don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's it.
Say goodbye, Johnny.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
But you can't hear.
Hey, that chick from Asobi Sexy sounds well nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you spoke to her?
Yeah.
Really? What, dark horse, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
Fair enough.
Let the riot begin.
PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.